And then seventh and last branch of the Buddhist scriptures, seventh and last category, the tantras. It's more difficult to say anything about the tantras than even any other branch of Buddhist literature. The tantras deal not with theory, but with practice. And they deal with it in a highly miscellaneous sort of fashion. They're not systematic treatises or discourses. They're written, if you can use that word even, in a very cryptic, even in a deliberately misleading way. You're not meant to be able to read a tantra and understand it. And that's very obvious if you get hold of a tantric text. You're not supposed to read, much less your practice, the content of the tantra at all without initiation by a guru. The guru takes up from the tantras what he thinks you may need, and he arranges it, he organizes it for your personal practice and initiates you accordingly. So that's all perhaps one can usefully say, certainly on this occasion, about the tantras.